All right, we're on.
I got 3 years. So I have a 3 year contract.
I didn't approve that.
3 year contract. Oh, I can only do 2 years because Walter's son.
We didn't vote 3 years, did we?
No, no.
Are we ready now?
We voted 1 year just to make sure it's on record.
I'll campaign in December. Carol says I can have 1 year. She'll be my vice president.
One year.
All right, ready? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to call this Liberty Union Thurston Board of Education special meeting to order at 8:02. Roll call, please.
Ms. Cato.
Here.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Here.
Mr. Moore.
Here.
Mr. Shook.
Here.
Dr. Walter.
Here.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. New business personnel, resignations. Elementary physical education teacher, Mr. Brian Johnson, has submitted his resignation. Varsity football assistant coach, Chuck Bauer, has submitted his resignation. Middle school football assistant coach, Justin Rees, has submitted his resignation. And varsity coach, assistant coach, Brandon Twist, has submitted his resignation. Employment of personnel. The following candidates are recommended for the employment by the superintendent as follows. Emma Bacher, elementary guidance counselor, per salary schedule, master's degree at step 12, starting date August 10th, 2018. Marla Decker, high school intervention specialist, per salary schedule, master's plus 30, step 8, August 10th, 2018, is her first day. Supplemental contracts. The following personnel are recommended by the superintendent for the supplemental position as printed. Chuck Bauer, junior high football assistant coach, level 5, step 11. And Justin Rees, varsity assistant football coach, level 2A, step 1. Okay. New business financial.
We need to do the vote on that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where's that?
On the back of, on page 2.
Oh, okay. He's messed it up. Okay, well, let's go back, step back. No business, new business personnel yet, financial yet.
Mr. President, I have a question then. Just to clarify the coaching staffs for football, can either you, Dr. Walter, or the superintendent clarify where we're at, who is where?
So Chuck was a varsity assistant. Now he's going to, so he's resigning
as a varsity,
and then he'll be, so that's why.
Junior high. He going to be a junior high head coach? Because I know Travis Turley also is coaching, right?
Assistant. He's assistant.
Okay.
He's
assistant. Okay. Miles Haynes is the head coach.
Okay.
Because we'd done that, I think.
And Justin Rees is going from assistant
on the junior high up to the varsity staff.
Okay. Yeah. So right now we only have two coaches varsity staff-wise.
Three.
Who's the third?
Andrew Venata.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So he has three under contract.
Okay, great. Okay, that's all I needed. Thank you.
All right, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So we got Hookrattle and Cato to approve new business personnel as printed. Any questions?
At the July meeting, I will recommend extended days for Emma Bacher coming in to here as we work out our dates prior to school starts, working around the starting of kindergarten, when the principals are tied up with that, so we're going to definitely have them in for the new kindergarten registration. And so I'm looking in between and adjusting to the new role with the mental health piece. So probably the first year from 5 to 8, and then usually we'll recommend 5 after that for the elementary guidance counselor. So expect that in July, but we haven't had a chance to talk. We were interviewing on phone and haven't had a chance to talk that one through. That's why it's not prepared for tonight. But at the July meeting, I will have those extended days on there for her.
All right.
I just wanted to welcome you to the district and let you know that this board is, hopefully I don't speak out of turn, but this board is very excited for you to join, excited for this role.
Yeah.
We feel like we are a small district,
right.
Try to spend our money wisely,
right.
And anytime we add a position that's honestly never been in the district before,
right.
You know, we think long and hard about those types of things. So
we're excited too.
Thank you. Sorry.
Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right, well, I'm glad
I'll get off my soapbox.
All right, great job. Okay, Ms. Bowyer, roll call, please.
Ms. Cato.
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Congratulations. You already said it, took my thunder, but that's all right. Before Ms. Bowyer goes on with some of her stuff there, I guess, we went through, and our goal was to find that social worker with a strong school background. And it just never brought itself to fruition. And as we went through that, we kept on coming back to, okay, where are we? If we start with the school piece, where are those people that have had that connections to businesses, I mean, joint families to family services, and being able to make those connections back and forth. As that came back up, Emma's name came up from other people. She hadn't officially applied.
Right,
as much
I saw
as
the
she,
clinical and the social worker piece, which technically I don't have, so that's why I haven't.
Yeah, so she didn't officially apply, but her name kept on coming back up to other people through that, saying, you know, she's already made those connections. So we said, all right, so realistically, what is not there is the mental health piece that was our target, but she's done all the work around that. So that was going to be the focus of our training with that going in, but everything else was there, the ability to work with kids, the uniqueness working through ECOT, her recommendations from Circleville were excellent, and we thought, oh, it's just a matter of training, we're just missing one area, and so we kind of walked away from the mental health because they could not come into the school setting. It just didn't flow at all, so we went back to that, and like I said, without applying, but making it known, we started talking to other people's how, and we came back to Emma at that point in time, and it's we're pretty happy, we're real happy. The recommendations from everybody else were fantastic. So I just wanted to let you know that we didn't abandon, we didn't hit our target, but maybe we didn't have a good target to hit at, so we're real happy where we are now. All right.
Sorry. No, you're fine.
Number four, new business financial. A resolution approving invoice payments. Treasurer April Bowyer recommends approval of the following. PO 10970 for the amount of $4,018.45 to Fairfield County DD. Invoice number 380324 in the amount of $52,373.99 to the Fairfield County ESC. PO number 481107 in the amount of $12,397.50 to New Hope Center for experiential learning. Can you spell it out? Liberty Union Board of Education purchase number 481290 in the amount of $4,849.26 for heating, Gemini Heating and Cooling. PO 481292 in the amount of $15,301.98 to American Electric Power. Ouch. PO number 481302 in the amount of $3,299.53 to Capital City Mechanical. B, resolution approving family vision insurance for all employees to begin July 1st, 2018.
Okay, I want to change that a little. You've already approved the classified contract, so really we only need to approve it for certified, and that way we can have the right amount of people to be able to vote.
Resolution approving family vision for certified employees?
Yes.
Is that what we need to say?
Yes.
To begin July 1st, 2018. And then C on the back of that sheet is appropriations. Treasurer Bowyer recommends approval of the following appropriation changes for the fiscal year 2018. Take it away, April. Tell us what you're...
Well, the appropriations are just so we can get the year closed out legally with the county. AEP, yeah, I'd say out too. The contract with them runs up in August, and Joe and I have been talking with Meta. I was talking with him, then I sent him to him just to make sure someone else was hearing the same thing the same way I was, because, you know, sometimes they can talk around and you're no longer sure what you're hearing. And we both agreed that they sounded like a good one to go with. We're not quite sure why we didn't go with them before. They weren't either. But we signed a 2-year contract with AEP and we're paying outrageous rates. And the contract runs up in August and we'll probably go through Meta. They have their consortium of people together to have the lower rate.
Have we asked AEP to match Meta?
No, I haven't. No. I'm not sure which portion of AEP we're with right now. You know, they have their one solutions, one's a... I don't trust AEP so much. And if Meta is going to do... I know they've done great with Columbia Gas. We went with them for that. So I said I had Joe talk to the man also, and he really liked what they had to say. It is a possibility to ask AEP.
But it's just either paying them directly or paying them through Meta.
Right.
They're still going to provide the service.
They negotiate
the
price based on that, and I don't have an answer as to why. You know, it was never discussed as to why we went on our own and not through them. That's the power of the consortium
mm-hmm.
and going through that piece. But we'll find out.
But that's for the high school, right?
Yeah, this
right.
is
South this Central. Is on this is South Central.
Yeah,
I think
is South Central. Central.
Yeah,
South
yes.
Central.
So strictly high school.
Yeah, and our rates right now are really high. I don't know.
For
if maybe
South Central or for AEP?
With AEP.
I know when I went from AEP to South Central, it was a big.
Usually, South Central is pretty reasonable.
It was a big savings.
All right, I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Kato
so moved.
And Hook Rattle.
Second.
Well, wait. We have the teacher thing in here, so you can't vote on it, right?
What teacher thing?
Well,
we
to approve
certified.
The family vision insurance for
down here
the certified
down
employees.
Certified employees.
Yeah, so we'll have to pull that out. We'll make that.
Does it really matter? I mean, does that matter? It's for all. So it's not like.
Does it matter?
I don't think. Honestly, I don't think it does. But
like it's not going to change a vote. But at the same point in time, people could look at it and say you had influence on it. We'd have to prove that you didn't influence the outcome of it.
So we'll pull that out, you and I.
Yeah, we can't vote. Okay.
So we're going to pull out the. Let me get my sheet back here. We're going to pull out B, and we're going to make B number 5. So we're pulling out B, so we're not voting on B.
Okay.
So everybody's capable here. Okay. All right, so we have already got a motion and a second. Roll call, Ms. Boyard.
Okay, so the motion was from Sean Hook Rattle and then Carol
no,
Kato, correct?
Kato to Hook Rattle.
Kato to Hook Rattle.
Yeah, Kato squeaked in right before him.
According
Barely.
To you.
All right. Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Kato.
Yes.
Mr. Hook Rattle.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mr. Shook.
Yes. All right, now we're going to do 5, which is, we'll make the other five, 5A, but we're going to do 5, which is resolution approving family vision insurance for certified employees to begin July 1st, 2018. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
So we have Walter.
Moore.
And Moore. Any discussion? All right, roll call.
Okay, Mr. Shook.
Abstain.
Dr. Walter.
Yes.
Ms. Kato.
Yes.
Mr. Hook-Rattle?
Abstain.
And Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll go to 5A, and we'll call that executive session. Executive session is requested for the purpose of discussing a legal issue. Do I have a motion to go into executive session at 8:16?
So moved.
Moore?
Second.
And Walter at 8:16. Roll call.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
All right, turn that off, please.
Okay.
All right, do I have a motion to return from executive session at 8:36?
So moved.
Second.
Walter and Hookrattle? Ms. Boyer, please.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
All right, next regular Board of Education meeting will be held July 9th, 2018 at 7 p.m. at the Liberty Union Land Lab. And make sure you guys bring plenty of food that day, we'll be hungry. Last thing, adjourn. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Cato, Moore?
8:37.
To adjourn at 8:37. Roll call.
Mr. Shook?
Yes.
Dr. Walter?
Yes.
Ms. Cato?
Yes.
Mr. Hookrattle?
Yes.
Mr. Moore?
Yes.
And that takes care of that.